This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Time is one of the great enemies of board games. It's often hard enough to get a group of people together in the same space for a gaming session, doubly so if you need to find several hours to play the latest heavy, epic title. So there's an instant market for faster playing games. They're also great for family play or for casually breaking out for a quick game before you head out for the evening. But as you'll soon find out from our list of suggestions, small and fast doesn't mean light or boring. From timer-based games to hilarious dexterity games, you'll soon discover that fast often equals fun. Now let's get started. Here's our list of the best quick-playing board games, starting with Scout. Ignore the pointless circus theme. This is a fantastic little set collection card game with a devious twist. You can't change the order of cards in your hand. Nevertheless, you have to work with what you've been dealt to try and beat whatever's in the middle of the table, with higher value cards beating lower value, and longer runs and sets beating shorter ones. If you can't, as is often the case, the person who played those cards gets a point, and you have to pick up a card, making it easier for the next player and allowing you to slot it into your hand where you like, creating new combos for future plays. It's fast, furious, and surprisingly hard to master, with timing your best plays properly critical for success. No wonder it was a nominee for the prestigious Spiel des Jahres Award the year it was released. Up next, 5-Minute Dungeon. One way to ensure a game is quick playing is to run it on an absolutely punishing timer, which is how 5-Minute Dungeon manages to do exactly what it says on the box. Build a deck of dungeon challenges, pick a character, start the timer, and then it's down to the adventuring party working together to defeat the dungeon in real time. Each trap or monster needs a particular set of symbols to banish, but you don't have time to coordinate your plays properly, leading to a desperate slapping down of wasted cards, cries of woe, and forgetting of special character abilities in the heat of the moment. You'll need to try and slow down just enough to chart a path through the chaos while still keeping up with the clock and finding a moment to delight in the hilarious artwork and fantasy meme riffs. Our list continues with Fuse. Another timed game, this one sets the clock at 10 minutes, which your group must use to try and defuse as many bombs as possible from a deck of bomb cards. On your turn, you'll draw and roll as many dice, which come in different colors as there are players, then discuss and divide them up while the timer ticks down. Each bomb card comes with a dizzying array of color and number requirements for dice to defuse it, from simple addition or equality to actually making stacks of dice in particular combinations. The uncertainty of drawing and rolling never fails to give this game a thrilling edge, while probability ensures there's some good strategy doling out the dice. If you want to up the ante, there are some super hard bombs to shuffle in for extra challenge. Up next, Kites. A whole different take on the cooperative real-time mechanism, Kites comes with several sand timers of different lengths and colors, which represent different kites that you've got to keep in the air. On your turn, you play a card and flip any timers that match its colored icons. Your goal, as a group, is to simply stop any one of the timers from running out. This is much easier said than done, and the game has an extraordinary spinning plates feeling as you desperately speed round the table, trying to flip timers trickling out their very last grains. Once you've mastered the basics, you can add more colors and special challenge cards to keep your game in the air longer, just like the titular kites. The next quick-playing board game? Clask. Possibly the shortest game on the entire list, with almost no setup time and games that can be over in seconds. But that's no problem when it's so addictive you'll want to go again right away. Clask is a simple dexterity game where you use a magnet to steer a paddle that knocks a little plastic ball around the playing area, aiming to get it into your opponent's goal while defending your own. To add even more skill and amusement value to an already breakneck experience, there are also magnetic obstacles to avoid, lest they stick to your paddle and make your shots even more unpredictable. It's such a fast, fun, fickle game that you'll be using the short playtime to host mini tournaments. Next is a dice game. It's Strike. Strike is a fast-paced push-your-luck game that gets even faster the more players choose to tempt fate. Everyone starts with a fistful of dice, and on your turn, you throw one into the arena, an oval box insert, possibly aiming to knock existing dice there around. What you're looking for are matching numbers, which you can add to your dice collection, ending your turn. If you don't get any matches, you can pass or continue throwing, which ups your chances of matching, but also risks leaving more options for others if you don't. Each dice has an X instead of a 1, meaning it's removed from the game instantly, and the last player left with dice wins. It's an addictive combination of luck, dexterity, and playing the odds, and once it's reeled you in, there are tournament rules for extended play. And ending our list of the best quick-playing board games, Sail. Most folks are familiar with the common playing card mechanic of trick-taking, which really helps this two-player cooperative game run faster. You're working together to steer a pirate ship through dangerous seas, pursued by a hungry kraken. The symbols you pair on your trick might inch your craft forward, injure the sea monster, cause it to attack you, or do nothing at all. But you're not allowed to tell your shipmate what's in your hand, only pass one card to them at the start of each turn, which has to try and speak volumes as to your plans. This makes every single play a mini-drama of tension and release in an overall arc of terror as you try to balance tricks one, movement, and keeping the beast at bay. With six scenarios of punishing difficulty, this is a lot of game in a small box. There are more games where this came from, and you can find the rest of the list at IGN.com. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.